talking. You guys ready?
Are you ready?
Wake up.
Now.
Come on. My alarm goes off.
Billy and Lisa in the morning.
Keeps me laughing.
On Kiss 108.
All right, let's get right into it. It's the Big Friday Show. Lisa Donovan, here we go.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. We've got a great comedian coming in this morning, Kelly McFarland. We've got the match game at 8:10 this morning with great prizes up for grabs. It'd be great to see somebody win Boston Calling this morning, I'm just saying. Or the pink tickets. I want to see. I feel good about
that. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah, right? You feeling it?
I'm feeling it.
You know what it is? Good energy in this space. Good energy is going to translate into the listener, and they're going to be one of the big prizes up for grabs at 8:10. We got a winner this morning.
Mm-hmm.
A few things we want to address this morning before we get into the actual Big Friday show. Oh, we have return of the intern this morning, too. So when I arrived this morning, Lisa Donovan had just pulled into the building's garage, underground garage. You following me so far, Justin?
I think so, yeah.
So I pulled in maybe 60 seconds after Lisa. The door was still open, right? So I just pulled right in. And I looked to my left, and Lisa was standing there in the garage, and a strange person was standing right near her. So right away, I'm thinking, what's going on here? Somebody I've never seen in my life, right, Lisa?
Yeah, it just kind of popped out of nowhere.
Okay, I have a question already.
Yeah.
Was the person near a car?
No.
No, just walking, just as you're sort of leaving the garage, just walking in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't say anything to us.
Nothing.
And the reason why it's peculiar is because we get in really early, all of us. I mean, this is like 4:15, 4:30. So you never see anyone.
Never.
In the garage.
Never.
Ever.
The security guy.
The security guy or one of us.
Yeah.
So that's why I was just sort of like, what's going on? Who is this person? And then this person decided to, the person was not in a car, but went out through where the cars go out. So this person stepped on the little tube to open up the garage door and then walked out.
Walked out.
Yeah. That's,
into the mist.
That's strange and weird. I never see anybody down there.
Yeah.
And the only explanation that I could think of is sometimes I've parked in the parking lot and forgot and went down to the garage and then I have to go out to the garage doors.
Right.
But
we've never seen this person, and it was unusual that this person never said hello to either of us. Just walked right by us and then stepped on the rubber cord and left through the garage door.
See, that's a suspect thing, especially at that time.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird to see somebody else and to not say hi is weird.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. You know what this is? This is an unsolved mystery.
Yes.
Yeah. We got to get to the bottom of this.
Strange person lurking in the underground garage. Nobody's seen him or her before. And questions remain unanswered this morning.
Okay.
Okay, so there's that, and we'll investigate. We'll ask Manny, the security guard, who, that's another weird thing. The only time I see Manny is in the garage, but he's coming out of a strange door. There are a lot of strange doors down in the underground garage.
We had Manny on the show. He has the real deep voice.
We should get him in this morning to ask about this.
Deep voice Manny.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we should, because I want to know what's in all those little rooms down there, because maybe that person was in one of those little rooms.
Yeah. I have another thing to talk about this morning, and the good thing about this story, Lisa Donovan and Winnie, is that I have an expert on this story.
Okay.
And the expert is Justin.
Oh.
I'm watching the news last night, Justin, right? And in the news, there was a story, and I think it's local. Yes, it is. People are breaking into cars and stealing the airbags. Now, what could you possibly want with an airbag? As a former felon, I ask you.
Oh, thank you for that amazing intro. That was awesome. Thank you. They are selling the airbags. You can sell the airbags.
For what purpose?
To make money.
But what's somebody going to do with it?
Well, you'd sell it to a mechanic shop or, you know, some place that would replace airbags.
Why do people need new airbags?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure where they get sold, but I have heard of people selling airbags.
Well,
cars.
If you get in a car accident, right, they have to replace the airbags once
there
they
go.
Explode.
Right, because they've already
been
exploded.
Used.
Yeah.
Okay, asked and answered.
Then. Okay.
Okay. The next thing I want to talk about is I called Lisa last night because I came as close as ever to a road rage incident.
Well, actually, it was a road rage incident.
Sort of. Yeah.
When you hear what he did.
Yeah. You know when you pull up to a light, right? And the light turns green, right? Now, I'm at the light, and this light turned, when I tell you, the colors hadn't even finished yet. It was in, you know, it was transferring from red to green, right? I could still see some red with the green. That's how, and the person behind me leaned on their horn for like 10 seconds. And I'm like, really?
So did you not move?
No, here's what
it's much worse.
Yeah. So I pull out, right? And instantly this creep, and you know who you are in the entry level BMW.
Okay, let's not shame. Right.
Immediately.
I used to have one of those and it's a great car.
Yeah. I would love to have an entry level luxury car.
If they're nice.
So the person pulls out. Now understand, this is the person leaning on the horn. I did nothing wrong. Right. And now passes me and cuts me off.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here we go.
God.
So now I start tailgating this person like within an inch of her bumper.
So now it's
him.
A woman.
I don't know.
Okay.
I couldn't really tell.
So now you're pursuing the person for the honk.
Yes.
Okay.
It was more than a honk. It was leaning on the horn. And I hate that. Right. So now I literally followed this person 10 miles out of my way.
Oh, my God.
And
right up against her bumper with my high beams on, flashing them. Right?
It was road rage.
You're that man that, attacks the young girl that's like... Yeah.
This person went left, I went left. She went right, I went right. And then all of a sudden, I stopped myself. I said, I'm 10 miles off course. What am I doing?
You went 10 miles out of the way.
Yeah. And Billy, you're a famous person.
Yeah. I didn't care at the moment.
What are you doing?
I did not care at the moment. That's it. No, it was longer than that. It was a long, aggressive, angry beep. And I'm telling you, the light wasn't even totally green yet. God, I wish I could see that person this morning.
I'm with you on that. If I'm at a light and it turns green and the instant honk is like drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And my wife is the honker.
Really?
Yeah. When she's driving and the light turns green, if they don't move within 0.5 seconds, it's like,
What are you doing? It's a quick toot.
Or you just wait.
A reminder.
What's five seconds?
Just like wait 5 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree.
You're a leaner. I know you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
I'm not. Occasionally, I lean.
I think you're a leaner.
Okay, but I agree with you. It was aggressive to do it so quickly, but what was really aggressive was you then following her for 10 miles with your high beams on, tailgating her.
Part of me was proud of myself, but the other part of me is like, what the hell are you doing?
Did she brake check you?
No.
Oh, she should have.
Meanwhile,
she was aggressively trying to make quick turns last second.
Meanwhile, this poor person was probably scared to death.
Yes.
I certainly hope they were, and they should be.
Okay,
What
city was it in? Medford?
It started on the Fellsway.
You
know who you are.
If you're listening, please give us a call.
Yeah.
He's in a Jeep.
I was in a white Jeep. You were in your entry-level BMW.
The Porsche is in the garage for this winter.
Yeah. And if you need help, just honk.
One more thing. We have to address the elephant in the room. There's a giant hickey on Winnie's face.
No, there's not.
Wait, let me say.
There's not a hickey.
Winnie,
step around the console.
It's not a hickey.
Okay, did you hit yourself with your hairbrush?
No, I have a discoloration because I've been getting dry skin. I'll show you my underarms.
Show Lisa.
It's not even in a hickey spot. It's like on my jaw.
Lisa, it's on both sides.
It looks like a hickey.
She got sucked on both sides.
It's not on my neck. It's on my jaw. Who gets a hickey on their jaw?
So you're saying it's dry skin?
Yeah, it's like discoloration. I have discoloration. I'll show you my underarms.
It's good news if you have a hickey.
I don't need.
You haven't had any action in 2 months.
I should not be getting hickeys at this age. Hickeys should not go past like 15.
Winnie, they're hickeys.
I got so many hickeys, people think I'm a leper.
Cheer up. Hickey from Kinnicky's like a Hallmark card.
Yes, it is.
Ever had a hickey, Liz?
I've never had one.
Neither have I.
The double hickey.
Double hickey.
Yeah. Let's get into it. It's the Big Friday Show. We've got Return of the Intern coming up. Before we do that, before we do the match game, before we have a live comedian, we've got the Entertainment Report. And that, my friends, is up next.
Kiss 108. from the Planet Fitness Kiss 108 Studios. Now, back to Billy and Lisa in the morning on Kiss 108.
And we're back. Justin, before we get to entertainment, do you want to run a couple of talkbacks? I have a feeling you do.
I do. I have a bunch. And I love that people just know how to do it, how to join the show. Mm-hmm. And you can, too, get your voice heard on the radio. It's on the iHeart app. It's the red microphone, the talkback feature. A couple of stories we were talking about in the opening segment. The weird person in the garage downstairs that Billy and Lisa encountered when they got to work this morning. This is a mystery.
Somebody somewhere knows something. Perhaps that someone is you. Join me. You may be able to help solve a mystery.
Yeah. Who was the person at 4 a.m. in the garage? Yeah, not in a car.
No, nope. Who was the walker?
Yeah, roaming the underground garage without a car,
yep.
And then let themselves out at the exit.
And did not say hi. Yeah.
Did not.
Who
did
wouldn't
not,
say hi to Lisa?
Did not acknowledge either one of us.
Yeah. Well, Billy, you understand, but Lisa.
Road rage Billy.
Yeah. What?
Well, yeah.
You're saying the weirdo was probably more concerned about me than I was about him or her or whatever.
One good thing, though, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. Good thing you had a big, strong, well-respected Cambridge gang boy to protect
you.
That's what we're talking about.
Gang boy in the house.
Yeah.
We got to get Manny, the security guard, in on this because this is a big story.
Yeah. I'm going to go down and see it.
Okay.
And then also, Billy was chasing people. A little road rage incident. Someone was honking at him because the light turned green, and Billy was in maniac mode.
Good morning, everyone. I want to congratulate Billy on taking the trophy from Winnie and becoming the champion of chasing people across state lines. Congratulations.
Yeah.
At least you want to share what I shared with you.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to ask you. He actually had a thought that he was going to put this person in his trunk, duct taped.
This is
very unhealthy.
You were going to M&M the poor person?
No, I'm telling you, like,
you have thoughts in moments like
this
that.
This is a level of crazy.
All over a honk.
Justin, stop with the horns. I'm driving to work, and every time you beep a horn, I tense up and think someone's beeping at me. And Billy, I would have followed her for 11 miles.
Yeah. Sorry.
Now, the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
All right, here we go. The final road to the Super Bowl this weekend. Two games on Sunday. NFC Championship Sunday at 3 o'clock, 49ers and Eagles. AFC Championship 6:30 Sunday night, Bengals and the Chiefs. Big football weekend, Dunham. Here we go.
Here we go.
Celtics lost in overtime to the Knicks last night. Justin, you say our guy Jaylen Brown choked in the end?
Yeah, that's our guy, but he missed two free throws with 7 seconds left in overtime. We were down by one. So if he hit both free throws, we would have been up by one.
Wasn't somebody taunting him?
Yeah, one of the Knicks was laughing in his face and taunting him, and it got into his head. He was distracted.
Wow.
It wasn't good.
Well, Jaylen Brown talked about it after the game.
Just got to be better, to be honest. Tonight was just a rough game, you know, and I'm a better basketball player than I played today.
Right.
And those two missed free throws kind of embodied like the whole game, you know, for me. Didn't really get it going, didn't give my team enough energy to win. And that's what happens when you don't come out and give your best.
I did see that Mikey V was courtside.
Yeah.
And he will be stopping by at the very end of the show.
Oh,
so
that's right.
Maybe he heard what was said.
Yeah.
They've lost the last three games by, one score?
Yeah. Boy, that Jaylen's got a beautiful voice, doesn't he?
He does. He's very smooth.
How is he not in radio?
Mm.
Or at least a voice guy in movies or something? Bruins lost to the Lightning last night, 3-2. Still the best in the NHL, though. And Meghan Trainor now is going to have a Super Bowl ad. She'll do an ad for Pringles, where in the ad, her hand gets stuck in the Pringles can. And craziness ensues.
That's happened to me.
Yeah. That's when you're going deep.
Exactly.
You know?
Get right down in there.
And the new Meghan Trainor remix is out with Kim Petras. It's a remix of Meghan's song, Made You Look. We got a clip.
Well, the Kim's vocals were added to the track.
It's just Kim playing backup singer.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Okay, Meghan.
People were praising Kim Petras on the song. They love it.
Oh, okay.
They think she added some great vocals. negativity. What is this, the room of negativity in there?
Okay, calm down now, big
guy. Billy had a good point. Like, it's not, there's no remix.
Well,
it's
I expect
just
that from
vocals.
You, not Billy.
Well, I love the original. I mean, I actually like that song.
I do, too. We love that song.
Yeah, well, sorry. You know what? It actually is my fault because Kim does have her own verse.
Yeah.
But I played the hook, which was both of them. So, yeah. You know what? The next entertainment, the speculation report,
yeah.
I'll pull just Kim.
Thank you so much for that. Rick Astley is suing the man Young Gravy over the song Betty and using Rick Astley's voice. Now, this was the original, of course. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. And this was Young Gravy's version, his song Betty.
Yeah.
Okay, now, here's the deal, okay? Justin and I, of course, have the Kiss Top 30 Countdown on the weekends featuring Lisa Donovan. Winnie was fired from the show, but we don't talk
can
about
that. Can we bring
that?
Can we, like, get another chance or something?
Absolutely. Meantime, we had Young Gravy on the Kiss Top 30 Countdown denying he did anything wrong.
In Betty, the sample is not Rick Astley. The sample is a almost exact copy of the original song. It's like all, it's like me and my people recreating it.
Yeah, so this is like a legal loophole. You can take something and slow it down or speed it up, and then you can get around a lawsuit. Apparently, that's what Young Gravy says, but Rick says, pay me. He wants to be paid.
By the way, Gravy's got a great voice, too. He and Jaylen Brown should do like a collab or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, how's Rick going to sue Young Gravy but not Melania?
He will never, ever give up. Yeah. And most importantly, he will never, ever let you down.
Well, I mean, that's a clear lawsuit.
Well, I think they'd have to name you in the lawsuit because you kind of created that, didn't you?
Shh. I take that back.
So Young Gravy was in the Countdown Studios?
Absolutely. He was.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
I missed that day.
Well, if you didn't get fired you would have been there.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus's new song Flowers is smashing records so much so her entire music catalog now is getting a big boost. Streams of all of her music now are through the roof, and her godmother Dolly Parton is not very surprised.
I mean, Miley is so great. I mean, I just am so proud of her as a singer and songwriter. I mean, I don't know who wrote that, but I have a feeling she had plenty to do with it.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, Dolly Parton on the Billy and Lisa Morning Show.
She never ages.
No, she looks great, doesn't she?
And she sounds the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's always wearing something that looks like Skims. Right?
She was on it before Kim.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She wears things on her hands. She wears these kind of gloves, these
really,
really thin.
Oh, it's to protect.
She has
psoriasis not to get,
or something?
No, I think it's like so you don't get any sun damage on your.
Yeah.
Because that's like a telltale sign of how old you are is by looking at your hands.
Oh, boy. Okay, stop looking at my hands. So still a lot of questions at whether the song Flowers takes aim at her ex, Liam Hemsworth, right? Lisa,
yes.
Justin, yeah.
Yep, yep. So they think, people on the internet think it's Jennifer Lawrence. They think that Liam cheated on Miley with Jennifer Lawrence. Two reasons. One, the dress that Miley is wearing in the video is almost identical to the dress that Jennifer Lawrence wore to the Hunger Games premiere with Liam.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, the bigger one, is that Jennifer Lawrence was on Andy Cohen several years ago and admitted to kissing Liam off screen. I think I have that sound up there, Winnie.
Oh. Have you two ever kissed when the cameras weren't rolling?
Liam and I grew up together. Liam's real hot.
I agree.
What would you have done?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So
who
knows?
There's
something to that.
But yeah.
Andy would definitely kiss Liam.
Oh, 100%.
Give him a chance. I'm just saying.
Well, Andy would kiss you.
Cohen?
Oh, yeah. Andy would kiss you.
Oh.
No, but I mean, Liam, I would. Who wouldn't kiss Liam if given the chance?
We all would.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, not me. I wouldn't kiss Liam. I want to put that out there.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. You know, certain given night, certain circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, the right glass of wine.
And then you'd have a blonde wig on. He would mistake you for Miley.
Mm-hmm.
Good news for you, Dunham. Coldplay will be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live next weekend. That's your guy.
So excited. Chris Martin. Still awesome.
Yeah. and just announced the new season of Succession will launch March 26th.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it, Lise?
I'm still in season two.
Oh, my God.
The episodes are so slow.
They are.
That I just don't have the time.
It's all dialogue, the show.
Yeah.
But I love it. It's such a good show.
I'm going to go back to it.
So this will be season four?
Season four.
Oh, you got some catching
behind,
up to do.
Yeah.
So that's March 26th for Succession. Now, earlier this week, we played a rough version of Diplo, laying down a rough version of the White Lotus theme song. Well, this just in. Steve Aoki out with the final remix, and we've got a clip. Wait for it.
Oh, yeah.
Wait for it.
Here we go. Here we go.
I love it.
Yep. DJ Costa!
Welcome to the Grand.
I love it.
That's fire.
Don't you love it?
That's going to be my jam of the week on the countdown.
Yep. Man. This just in, Fox is renewing The Simpsons, Bob's Burgers, and Family Guy for two more seasons. So that'll be seasons 35 and 36 for The Simpsons.
They're still funny.
Wow. And Britney Spears says thanks, but no thanks to fans who called in a welfare check on her earlier this week. She says she appreciates it. But they went too far. She feels gaslit and bullied. And this just in, Winnie had a good night. She's flashing a brand new hickey on the left side of her head.
I forgot to get you your sponsor.
I haven't given her got a hickey since I was a teenager.
Same.
I never got one.
You can't lie on the radio.
Yeah.
Did you ever give one?
No.
You've never given a hickey?
Not my thing. It's not my thing.
I think I had one in high school.
Like sucking on someone?
Yeah. Well, you used to go grassing. We called it grassing on the banks of the River Charles.
Sounds like doing drugs.
Yeah.
Grassing?
Yeah.
You just lay?
Get down there and...
lay in the grass.
Well, not just that.
Roll around.
Laid in the grass.
Grassing.
But you had to dodge the giant water rats.
Oh, God. That sounds really romantic.
They're the size of Volkswagens along the Charles. You have no idea. No,
oh,
they're dinosaur like.
This is gross.
Oh, my God. I'm getting the chills.
And we're brought to you by Ocean Edge Resort. You can elevate your wedding experience with luxury accommodations and amenities across, by the way, 429 acres. Ocean Edge Resort and Golf Club is on the Cape. You can have a beach ceremony, outdoor cocktail hours, scenic water views, and you can say your I do's this year because I'm told they've got key 2023 dates available. So just go to oceanedge.com and there you go.
Yo, Billy and Lisa, when we ballin'?
That's right.
Kiss 108.
Justin, you've got some talkbacks. This is going to be a crazy show.
It really is.
It's crazy today.
Yeah, we're gearing up.
So every time I hear that Rick Astley song now, all I can hear is Melania Trump when you guys did that little compilation or whatever you want to call it. I will never hear that song the same again.
You're welcome.
He will never, ever give up. And most importantly, he will never, ever let you down.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, that was a moment in time right there.
Yeah, word for word, she stole it.
You got another one in there?
Yeah, as I look, I'm in a different studio than Billy, Lisa, and Winnie, but as I look, I see that Winnie is now wearing her headphones over a hoodie.
Yeah.
So you have your hoodie on.
I don't want to be accused of things.
Yeah. We can get an expert in here, you know, and analyze that thing.
Don't you think I would have covered it up before I came to see you three people?
Yeah.
Actually, leaving Lisa out of it, before I came to see you two.
If you missed it earlier, Winnie has at least one hickey on her neck.
I don't have a hickey.
And you know how I found out? Ashley from the Jam of
Morning
Show.
Oh, because that's a good source.
Yeah, she came up
that's
whispered,
a good source.
She said,
No, she
don't
she
say get, I said anything, but Winnie's got a big hickey on her.
She's on Winnie.
Did she notice or did you tell her?
I didn't tell her anything. I don't tell her anything. I don't tell anybody anything because you all have big mouths.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Good morning, guys. When I was in college, I got a hickey from a boy and promptly went home for the weekend. And I vividly remember sitting on my couch and my correctional officer father walking in the room, taking one look at me, coming over and telling me to take my scarf off because he knew that I was hiding something. Mm-hmm. And now he works with that kid as a corrections officer.
Wow. I'm like the opposite. I had a, I did some time and I had a cellmate for about 6 months, an older guy that took me under his wing. And when I got out, I ended up dating his daughter for 3 years.
Wow.
So did he set you up with his daughter?
No. I knew it was his daughter, but when I got out, we randomly kind of met up and got into a serious relationship.
What was he in there for?
Yeah, bank robbery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful story, Justin. Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell me your cellmate gave you a hickey.
I know. That's where I thought it was
that's
going.
That's where I thought it was going to.
That does happen. That did not happen to me.
Yeah.
And I know we're running late here, but it is Friday, and if you guys remember now, we have a new Talk Back Mafia member, Paul the Dad Joke Guy.
Oh,
remember he promised?
I didn't know that was his name.
Can you settle down, Hickey? I'm talking. every Friday, he gives us a new joke, and it is Friday.
Good morning crew. Happy Friday. This is Paul the Bad Dad Joke Guy. Friday's daily bad dad joke. What sound does a witch's vehicle make? Broom, broom.
Happy Friday.
Take that one home when you're done.
I will. I can remember that
get
one.
Get it, Winnie?
Yeah.
All right. We have Return of the Intern, our pal Sue Brady's going to come in. She has some really fun stories from back in the day, so we're going to hear from her. We also have the match game coming up after 8. That's huge, too, so a lot more. But first, Bill's News.
Good morning. It's Friday, January 27th. Forecast, we'll get a mix of clouds.
Morning on KISS 108.
My girl Bay right there.
I love that song.
Yeah, you got to cuff it up.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Now, if you do nothing else in life, you got to cuff it up. What does that even mean in the song? Cuff it up. Cuff it. Cuff it.
I think she was probably going to say like, F it up, but cuff it up. Sound.
Okay. All
like,
right.
You know?
When I was growing up, cuff it meant if you took something from someone and paid later.
Oh, so. Yeah. You cuffed it.
You cuffed it.
Yeah. I don't think that's what she's singing about.
No.
She's talking about like enjoying the night, making the most of it.
It's such a jam. I love that song.
But Justin's right. If you borrowed money from somebody in the streets, you know, well, it's on the cuff.
Yeah. For me, it was, you know,
yeah.
A little bag
oh,
of,
I see. You're,
bag
you're
of weed.
The weed, yeah.
Something different.
Yeah. It's official. Winnie's hickey is all over Instagram.
I don't have a hickey.
It's living on
Instagram.
Oh,
it's clear. If you put your hoodie on, leave it on the whole show. We have it on tape. It's
Let me
on,
see the other side.
It's on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
If I had hickeys, why wouldn't I cover them?
Yeah.
Right? Well, does that make sense to not put makeup on? I have makeup on at the house.
You got to love Santi down there, the morning show down the hall on Jam.
Yeah.
It was videotaping Winnie's hickey without her knowing it, and now it's all over Instagram.
Yeah, he was zooming in.
It's clear.
You know what? In Winnie's world.
Yeah.
Although, I don't even think he tagged. I don't even care.
He's so funny.
Yeah, I think he's hilarious. By the way, if you feel as though you're of an expert of some kind with hickeys, feel free to take a look at the Instagram and then give us a call.
I have makeup if you want some.
Well, I guess I
little,
need it.
Yeah, you really.
Foundation.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's nothing to hide now. Everyone's seen it.
It's true. Own it.
Well, now I have to go through the weekend, like, or however long this is going to last because it's not a hickey. Like, hickeys only last
just
a day or two.
Own it, man.
It's not a hickey.
You got to own it.
Yeah, you got to cuff it up.
You cuff it up.
Good one, Lise.
You got to talk back there, Justin?
oh, my God. I have several.
That song with the beats was making me pom-pump in my car. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Fire.
Yeah. That's the White Lotus song.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Costa, the Grand in Boston this weekend. Biggest party on earth.
Everyone's invited but Uncle Billy.
Kenny, what would he even call me? I just gave him another shout out. You got to wait for it. This jam is amazing. White Lotus.
Woo! Yeah, I'll be playing that all weekend long.
Yeah.
All weekend long.
So, Justin, earlier this morning, I was asking you about these cars being robbed of the airbags and what that was all about. I guess you told me they resell the airbags.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a new one now. It just came down to me. Apparently, people are now breaking, and you guys should know this, breaking into cars outside gyms. So they see you going in to work out, and then they go into your locker and they get your car keys and they take your car.
This has been ongoing for a long time.
Really?
Well, what it is when you go into the gym, they have a key rack where you put your key on. Mm-hmm. You hang your key.
Really?
So what people do is they get into the gym and they'll steal a key that has an alarm on it, you know, a lock unlock. And then they go out to the parking lot and just hit unlock, whatever car they get in and they take.
Now, why do they have a ring for keys? I would imagine you just bring the keys into your locker and lock it up.
I think they're stealing them out of the lockers, too.
They are hitting the lockers, too. Yeah. But my gym has a key.
Yeah, because people just, they come ready to go and they just want to work out. They don't change.
Yeah.
Like they come in and they work out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you and your team of ice bathers don't.
No, but that
don't
was.
Change and take
that
a
was. Oh, God, I can't. That,
what?
My wife, that, you know.
What happened?
Well, that was her thing.
Oh, that's how she stole cars? Oh, that's smart.
Wow, that's allegedly really smart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So now we need to clear things up for the listeners. So Justin's wife, Jen, I love her. She's beautiful, but was a professional car thief. And so would she know about the airbags, too?
Maybe. I don't know. She's reformed, and she's turned her life around.
She's a nurse. Yeah.
And everything. But, yeah, I mean, that was her thing.
So she was one of the people that would go outside the gym and wait for somebody to go in and then take the keys? And didn't she used to steal a car and keep it for like months?
Yeah,
like it was her own.
It was a minivan, right? And her mother was like, "You know, you have to. It's not your car."
Yeah. It was almost a year. She had it in the driveway, and she would detail it. She would clean it, and then finally, Nani, my mother-in-law, was like, "Get that car out of my garage,
right?
Out of my driveway."
No one ever came looking for it.
Eventually.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, when you do bad things, eventually you get caught.
The car was hiding in plain sight.
Yeah. Yeah. Another one is you call like for a pizza. And when the guy would come, usually they leave the car running, so you just call it to a fake house.
Yeah.
And then the guy runs up to deliver the pizza and you go and off you go.
But doesn't it have the big sign on the top of the car?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
A lot of them you could just take off.
You just take it off. Yeah.
So amazing. How many times was she successful?
We got to go here. Successful with what?
I think she was successful enough. That's why she got in trouble.
It was hot to me.
It is very hot.
So hot.
She was the Bonnie to my Clyde.
I would love to see her be able to do that again, like just break into a car.
Oh, she's since retired.
We should have her try to steal Billy's Porsche.
No, I'm willing to offer up my car.
She could.
And we have to put her on a time clock.
Like, yeah, she could. Yeah.
Give you 30 seconds to get in that bad boy.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just need a Slim Jim.
I don't think they work on all the newer cars.
I don't know how that works, but
anyway.
But love you, babe. Love you, and you know,
absolutely.
She's my hero. So.
Yeah, it's so hot.
Yeah, we got to go to a break. I'm about to be divorced.
Squeeze one more thing in quickly. I don't know if you can go home today, but so I'm watching this show, The Crown, right? And this is amazing to me. I think I told you off air at least this morning. So they somehow managed to find someone as homely as the real Camilla Parker Bowles.
Camilla
Parker Bowles for The Crown. It's amazing to me.
Maybe it's a relative.
She may even be more homely.
Imagine the casting for that. Right?
That would be so insulting.
Only people apply.
we gotta get to the intern segment.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Sue Brady's coming up for a return of the intern.
That's next. I'm with
the monster, the sound of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy. Yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Billy and Lisa in the morning.
Kiss 108.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. It's a huge Friday show. Billy here, Lisa here, Justin here, Winnie here. JoJo's over there in the customer service center, otherwise known as the phone bank. Every Friday we feature a segment we call Return of the Intern. We bring someone back who was an intern with this company, and it's time for Return of the Intern.
KISS 108 presents Return of the Intern.
This week's Return of the Intern features an old friend of mine, an old friend of Lisa Donovan's, and it is Sue Brady. Welcome back, Sue Brady.
Good morning. It's like I never left.
Is this your first time in this building?
No, because I was with another station here for a while. I was on ZLX for a
while, really?
Too. Yeah, but first time in a while.
Yeah, ZLX. The guys down there want you to stop by and say hi.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I have some stories there, too.
I told Pete you were coming in.
Oh, it's like a book tour.
Yeah.
One-stop shopping.
Exactly, right?
Thanks for making it so easy.
So it's funny. Last week's Return of the Intern, Nikki Hansen was in, and she told us a story about how her husband, her now husband, Bobby, proposed to her in the KISS parking lot. And you met your husband on KISS 108 with us, right?
Yeah, you introduced me to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I know him?
No.
Oh.
No, you just kind of pulled him out of a conga line.
So where were we and how did this happen?
We were in Aruba in 1999, whatever, not that long ago. And we were on remote and we had this big fun beach party and he was there and I was working with you guys and you were like, and you introduced me to him.
Really?
So we've been married a long time.
So that was the Aruba. We used to, Maddie and I used to do these trips where we'd take 50 or so listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, we did Puerto Rico, we did the Bahamas, we did Aruba. So this was the Aruba trip.
This was the Aruba trip.
Yeah.
And then we went back for our 1-year anniversary on our wedding after we got married. And I was like, I met my husband with KISS 108. Let's go to the bar that we met at. And the guy was like, oh, that burnt down. And I said, oh, okay. Well, let's go to the restaurant where we had dinner with Billy and Matt. Oh, that burnt down too. And I was like, I don't think we can go back to Aruba anymore.
Does your husband have this accent? Like,
no, this was our tour guide. Like, it was a big fancy. No, he's from Wayland. No, no accent there, but yeah.
So how many years married now?
20. I've never been.
You
good
should
with
probably
math.
Know.
26.
26
yeah,
years.
Yeah.
And you have me to thank for your beautiful
yes,
husband.
Yes, thank you so much.
What's his name? Shout
Craig.
Out. Craig.
Yeah,
shout out to Craig.
Craig before, yeah.
Is he listening now?
He's getting his haircut.
Oh.
Right now.
Wow, this is an early haircut.
Someone who has a tight schedule, 7 a.m. with Manny right now.
There's a barber shop that's open at 7 a.m.?
Yeah. I think he goes in for Craig.
That's impressive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's big Craig.
It's big Craig.
Craig's got it going on.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So give me another story from your days with us as an intern.
Oh, well, I got grounded because of you and Matt to thank. I was on with you guys, and it was my 21st birthday, and we went out the night before, and we have to be here super early to get all the stories.
Sure.
And my friend June Knight, one of your dearest friends.
Oh, yeah. In Florida still, right?
In Florida still.
And she was the original Miss Kiss.
Miss Kiss, yeah. Forever.
Okay.
And we went to a bar called Chiazzo's.
Okay. What,
what's Miss Kiss?
Yeah, she doesn't wear a sash.
Well, I think she did, with musical chairs.
She would go out to clubs as Miss Kiss and do appearances? That's awesome.
And give ticket giveaways and things
great.
Like that.
We should bring that back.
Musical chairs at the Town Line.
Yeah.
Lounge.
Well, we should fly June Knight in for Florida.
That'd be really fun.
For Return of the Intern, but go ahead.
So it was my 21st birthday, and we went out, me and June, and we were with Cam Neely and Lyndon Byers.
Oh, boy.
What could go wrong when you have to be at work at 4:30?
Yeah.
But luckily, we're right in Malden at Chiazzo's. I don't even know if it is that still
there? You know what? I'm not sure if Chiazzo's is still in Malden. I'm not sure.
Oh,
so you started
fun.
Your night at Chiazzo's.
Yeah, and yes, and then there was a little after party, I think, with Cam and LB and me and June.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, I have to go to work. And I showed up, all shades of green.
Yeah,
and
because you were on the morning show.
Yeah, like, I was in the morning. So I was with you guys in the morning show. And then I also worked, this was the summer. I'm born in August. Yeah. I worked at a nursing home. So I had my scrubs on. Flip-flops, and I was like, hey, everything's fine. I'm 21. It's good. And you
Were you in your scrubs at the party with Cam and LB?
I don't remember.
Because that's always a good look.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hot
I think LB was into that. And you were like, what? And, you know, it was my birthday, and you and Matt were like, we're calling your mother. Does she know where you spent the night?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'm 21 now. I'm a big girl. And you called my mother, and she was like, good morning, Billy. Good morning. And you were like, do you know that your daughter was with Cam Neely and Lyndon Byers on her birthday? Well, I'm very, very disappointed to hear that.
Yeah.
And I got in trouble.
Well, you were not just with Cam and Lyndon Byers, but you were with them all night.
I never went to bed, and I came to work in scrubs, and I was like, everything's good. I'm 21.
Wow.
Yeah.
Winnie never went to bed last night. She's
oh, my God.
I think Winnie's
not
like,
about
you just
me.
Woke her up.
This is not about me.
Did you leave Cam's house with a hickey?
I don't even remember. It might have been LB's apartment here in Medford. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
But it was.
It's not as fun.
It was just another Tuesday, I guess, back then. Yeah.
But look at you now, married 26, 27 years. Yeah. You met your husband through us, and now Cam Neely is the president of the Boston Bruins.
Look at what I mean, there you go. That's luck all around.
Maybe you have each other to thank in some weird way.
Would
he
get him on the line?
Yeah, absolutely. You have any other stories you want to share?
Oh, gosh. Well, we had a Kiss gorilla. Do you remember? I used to babysit for you, by the way.
You were in the gorilla costume?
No, I think there was someone else, but I babysat for Billy because you were in
Linfield. In a gorilla suit?
No, but I used to... You would have the Kiss gorilla drive me to your house to babysit. I thought it was big time. I'm like, not only do I work with Billy, I get to babysit and I have a driver. And it was the gorilla.
Who was in the gorilla suit?
I know.
Yes. Can I say?
Sure.
Joe.
Joe,
Joe Mazzi? No way.
Oh, wow.
But he didn't wear the suit while he drove.
Joe Public, Joe Mazzi was the gorilla guy?
He was the gorilla guy.
And he's now one of the principals at Big Night Entertainment, which is Grand, Empire,
Mystique,
Shrine,
Memoir.
And I would be like, I'm getting a ride. I have to babysit. And they're like, well, you know, my mom, the van's here.
Wow.
And I would go from Stoneham to your house. And babysit for you.
That's funny. Nikki was here last week as the intern, and she used to babysit my kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you did as well?
Yeah, and you took me skiing when you had the boys were really young.
Oh, yeah.
To Attitash.
Wow.
And the Kiss gorilla was there then, too.
You know, you always want to bring a babysitter with you when you go on a ski weekend.
Do. Yeah, with three boys.
Or you don't go.
It makes
it really does.
Aren't you going skiing
this
weekend?
We are. We're going up today.
Lucky,
is the gorilla available?
Lucky me. Exactly. God. Joe, if you're listening.
So you've got a big fundraising event coming up. Tell us about it quickly.
Yes, and you guys are always really great every year to help us spread the word for the Winter Walk. It will be our eighth year, and it's a really great initiative. The Winter Walk chooses. It was founded by Paul English, and we choose the coldest month of the year to collectively come together. And we walk for 2 miles. Obviously, whether it snows or rains, in the coldest month of the year, we choose that time to walk with our outside guests. We work with every shelter in Boston collectively. And we walk with our homeless friends to just raise awareness and resources to make the understanding as to what it really is like to live on the streets.
And the money goes to various shelters.
Yeah,
which is
shelters,
good.
Resources, education. And there's a high population of our outside guests that won't seek going to a shelter. So we support them as well.
When is the walk?
February 12th, winterwalk.com.
So if they want to walk?
Yes, you can walk with us.
Just go to winterwalk.com.
Yeah, winterwalk.com.
Sue Brady, great to see you, hon.
Thanks. I got to go down the hall now.
My gorilla suit.
Yeah, the Rock of Boston. No, they're not the Rock of Boston.
No, not, that, no.
No.
They don't
classic
do Rocktober.
Rock.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, classic rock.
Classic rock, WZLX. Oh, I saw them on TV yesterday. Anyway, we're coming up on right now. Give us a call, 617-931-1108. What do you want to talk about? Justin, how do they get to the talkback mic?
You can send your message in on the iHeartRadio app, which is free to download. It's that red microphone icon. That's the talkback feature. Hit us up.
Let's share some stories, everybody. Give me some juicy ones. We want some juice, okay? Cuff it up. 617-931-1108. Did you get a hickey last night? Call us.
Kiss 108. Your bills.
$1,000.
It's Taylor Swift.
This is Harry Styles.
We're the biggest artists play.
This is Lizzo.
I'm Sam Smith.
It's
Kiss 108.
Everybody ready?
It's time.
Right now.
Oh, you mean right now, right now?
For right now.
Head is spinning right now.
With Billy and Lisa in the morning.
Right now.
I said right now.
And right now is brought to you by Dunkin'. The new Dunkin' Brown Butter Toffee Latte raises the bar on what a latte can actually be. If it were a shelf, it would be shelf one, top shelf. If it were the ante, you believe it would be upped. You know what they say?
I'm sorry,
the
what?
Ante.
Are you okay?
If it were
okay.
an ante, you would believe. I don't know. This I don't like these.
Let me yeah, see.
This time you're going to say right now is brought to you by okay. Dunkin'. Let's go.
If it were the ante, you better believe it would be up. You know what they say? Up the ante?
Up the ante.
Yeah. Oh.
With bold espresso, subtle brown butter, and toffee flavor notes, this new latte is raising the bar on. You know what it's raising the bar on? Deliciousness. Brought to you by Dunkin'.
It always does.
I got to get one of those lattes. It's amazing.
Let's do it this afternoon.
Yes.
I want to try it.
Heading into the weekend.
What do they call
the
it?
The toffee.
It's the brown butter.
Toffee.
Yeah,
toffee.
Brown butter toffee latte. How can that not be fabulous? Okay, we need our listeners to help us out. I think the phones are down again. Sometimes JoJo comes in and his foot pulls the plug and he doesn't even know it. Give us a call, 617-931-1108. We definitely have a couple of lines, but I think something's going on with the phones again. 617-931-1108. Justin, you got some talkbacks?
Yeah, let's get to work here.
If it were the ante, you believe it would be upped. See, it's not my fault. They're written, like, it's really weird. Like, it's a latte. What's it have to do with ante and anteing up? You know what I mean? It throws you when you first read it.
I guess so.
If it were the ante, you believe it would be upped.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
So I was watching the news yesterday and heard them start talking about Michaela Schifrin and instantly thought about Lisa and how excited she must be.
Oh, yeah. Pumped.
I don't give a you-know-what about Michaela Schifrin.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, I am Michaela Schifrin's mother?
Oh, us too. Jeez. Us too.
I'm so pumped.
That was a funny morning.
Yeah.
Was it the Olympics, Lisa?
It was.
And
she
know.
Was, like, she was doing horribly.
But she was the favorite, expected to win everything.
She was, and I told you guys that she was the favorite going into the Olympics, which you hate anyway.
Yeah.
And then every time she would fall or every time she'd have a bad race, you guys would come up and be like, oh, how's your little friend Michaela?
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a you-know-what about Michaela Schifrin. Who cares? Now all of a sudden, I am Michaela Schifrin's mother? I haven't watched 1 second of the Olympics. I don't care.
Turn your back on her that morning, right, Justin?
She flipped.
It was all about Michaela, and then the next morning, what happened to your girl, Michaela? She fell on her face.
What's funny is that Lisa probably saw a headline leading into it saying, have to watch out for Michaela Schifrin. So you were just saying, hey, guys, and all of a sudden, you were the expert.
Yeah. All right, let's go to I told you something was wrong with the phones. Now all of a sudden, the phones are lit up. Let's go to Danielle. Danielle, what's going on with you?
Hi, I'm heading to the airport with my two kids to go down to Texas, and we're going on a cruise.
There you go. I got to tell, how old are your kids?
Oh my gosh, they're 2 and 5, but there's about 30 of us from my family. We're having like a family reunion cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, cruise is great for that, and your kids are going to have a ball. Cruisers take really good care of the kids. I did it when my kids were young.
It was a lot of activities.
Yeah, when they get older, they could care less. But, at this age, they'll really have a ball, and you guys will get to rest because of...
Yeah, so we're excited.
Yeah. And there are the kids
there.
Well,
off you go.
All right. Yeah,
have fun.
Yeah, off
have fun.
She goes to Texas and then the cruise. And let's us go to Kevin. Kevin, hello. Testing 1, 2.
Kevin!
Hey, you working?
Yeah, loud and clear, Kev. How's it going there, buddy?
It's going great. I'm driving in on my way to work. Headed to the good old city of Lynn.
Oh. Yeah, we love Lynn here. Lynn's one of our favorites.
From your old stomping grounds, Lynnfield to Lynn.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, that's a little bit of a confusing thing. Lynnfield is really not that close to Lynn, but yeah, I'll take it. Yeah.
What do you mean? It's right next door.
Well, kind of, sort of. It's like a lot of winding roads between the towns. But yeah, I get your point, Kevin. That's fine. What are you going to Lynn for?
I'm headed to work.
All right. What do you do for work, Kev?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Providing care for the...
My brother's a male nurse.
Nice.
Well, I kind of look at it as a nurse is a nurse. We all do great, great work out here, and we're helping people. And I always find it funny when people differentiate between a male and a female nurse.
Well, it's important. They need
more
male nurses.
You can't go to school to be a male nurse.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And where are you nursing? Give it a shout out.
It's Innovive Health. It's the greatest home care company in the state of Massachusetts.
Good for you, Kev. You're doing good work. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for checking
in. Oh, and Lynn. Lynn, definitely in the building.
Oh, good. Let's go to Drew. Did you see that massive traffic jam
yesterday?
I did.
93.
Yeah. It was one of the craziest I've ever seen. And, Drew, you were in it, right?
I was. I work for the Greater Boston Food Bank, Turkey Toss partner of KISS 108.
There you go.
And we had a couple of colleagues who sadly are moving on to other places. And so we were trying to get from the food bank to Dorchester Brewing, which is 0.7 miles. It took us 45 minutes to drive 0.7 miles yesterday.
That's maddening.
Yeah. Oh, my. I would have gotten
Everything
walked.
Everything around South Bay was just absolutely
gridlock.
It was ridiculous.
Wow. Dorchester Brewing, by the way, also has great food. We've featured them on Dining Playbook, which, by the way, Saturday
great
mornings
place.
At 9, Sunday nights at 9 on Nesson.
It also affected like people on the Red Line because, I don't know, it was a mess.
How does an
18 win? My boss couldn't get to her kids' BC High hockey game. It was insane.
Yeah.
How does an 18-wheeler flip over? And there had to be traffic even before the incident.
I think it hit the medium. My dad was in it for 3 hours.
Really?
He works in Wilmington, and he left at 1:45 because he wanted to get home early and beat the traffic. And he got stuck in the Zakim, and then he got stuck in the tunnel. He didn't get home before 5.
Wow. Well, you know, one of the toughest things about that thing yesterday is they had to send this giant tow truck because the truck was huge.
It was huge.
But they had to send it the wrong way on the highway to get to
the actual site. Yeah. I'm telling you, the expressway, it's gridlock every single day. There's always a major accident.
Yeah.
And that's my route.
Yeah. How do you live out there?
It's maddening.
First of all,
it's maddening.
South Shore is the superior shore.
Of course it is.
That's why there's so much traffic going there because people want to be there.
Yep. Yeah.
So, but it's a great place to live, but you just got to get on 93 at certain times. It's the worst spot, literally, in Massachusetts for driving. So.
All right. You want to sneak in a talk back, Justin, over there? No.
Let's go,
back to the phones then. Who's this?
Laurie.
Hey, Laurie. What's going on? By the way, there's an open line, 617-931-1108. Cuff it up. Get that line. Cuff it. Laurie, what's going on with you?
Good morning, everyone. I enjoy my Sasha ride. Up to work, up to South Boston every day with you guys. You keep me laughing. Mm-hmm. So my question that I have for the group is I've listened to all of your call-ins this week about gender reveals and people having babies. My first, one of my children just announced they're having their first child, and I'm going to be having a grandson. So my question to the group is, listen, I don't want to overthink this, but what's an appropriate name? Like, my daughter-in-law loves Mamay. I already have the children call my mom Nanny. So is it appropriate for me to be a nanny? I'm not Grandma or Mima.
I always like Nanny or, I don't know. Justin, what do you call around the house?
This is Nanny.
I will say with my mom... She didn't want to be called Grandma because her mom was Mom, so she was Grandma, so she didn't want to take that from her mom. And her name's Anne, so she went with Nanny Annie. But since you're Laurie, I would go with Lala. I think that's cute.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't have to be like cute. Grandma or something like that.
So what do they want to call you?
What?
My daughter-in-law wanted to. She likes the name Mamay. It's French for grandmother. And but Winnie, you are the fourth or fifth person to say Lala.
I think Lala's cute.
And my son just was like, you know what? Whatever the baby calls you, so.
Yeah.
I love it. I think they're both cute, May May or Lala.
Well, my boy's grandmother, they call her Bam, because when Chris was very young, he couldn't say Nana.
Right, like she's saying, Bam. Right. So whatever they call you, whatever they can get out.
What do your kids call your mom?
It's Nana. Mm-hmm. And then Tim's mom is Grandma, so we had to change it.
Well, there you go. You got a variety to choose from.
So we're thinking Lala. That's a good one.
It's Lala's cute.
Good. Yeah. La 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 la. Where's my?
Yeah.
I love that. I think it's so cute.
I like Lala. Yeah, there was I had cousins that called my grandmother Lala because they couldn't say Nana.
Yeah.
They were kids, so they said Lala. Lala's good.
Yeah. Think of all the songs you could play as Grandma enters the room.
Oh my God.
KISS 108.
Good morning, everybody. Here's your resident KISS 108 speech language pathologist.
The name Lala might be tough because L is a later developing sound for most kids. It's hard for them to get their tongue tip to the top, the bumpy part of their mouth, repetitively. Nana should be much easier because N is a early developing sound. Just something to think about. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, that's kind of interesting. Now, she's an expert, right? A professional. Is there a word such as repetitively, or is it repeatedly?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, is your repetitive? Mm-hmm. Like you said something repetitive.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah. It's great that we have these people listening.
I love that.
It's almost like anything we ask, right, Lisa? Somebody out there knows.
Well, there's an expert in every field, and they seem to all be listening. So
yeah.
That's good.
It is a word.
Repetitively.
Repetitively.
Wow. What are you expert in, Bill?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Come on, Bill.
If it were the anti believe it would be upped.
You
need a little speech work yourself.
You notice I never replay any of the things you guys do.
Because you wouldn't know how to replay it.
Good point. If I knew how, I would every single day. God. You see, what does latte have to do with up the ante? You know what I mean?
I don't know. You just make those ads your own. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Like, now is brought to you by Dunkin'.
Right.
Caller one.
Right.
Let's go to you.
That's what I'm doing for now.
Yeah. Make it your own, Bill. Yeah. And you know what? Out there, make the match game your own. If you've been playing along, you know where the matches are because a lot of them have been revealed. We had a winner yesterday, which was amazing. The Boys to Men tickets. But Boston Calling still up for grabs. So many things are still up for grabs. So that's coming right up after Bill's news.
Good morning. It's Friday, January 20th.